Okay, so let's begin. So I'll tell you what I want to talk about tonight. We had two shiurim so far in this parak. The first shiur we talked about the five inuyim, which are derais and which are derabanan. Achil and shtir are the only ones that are chayiv karis. That's mefurish in the Mishnah. The other dalid inuyim are not chayiv karis. Most yishayim hold dalid inuyim are only midrabanan. No, the Gemara has psukim for them, but the psukim are only in asmachto. Let me just mute everybody. The psukim are only in asmachto. The Rambam holds that all of the inuyim, the other four inuyim, although they're not alive and they're not kares, but they are under the essay of ta'anas nafshei seichem, not pshutei shel mikra, but they're learned out from Shabbos Shabbosim. They have to be shavis from all inyonim of ta'anugim on Yom Kippur. So the way we were masked by the Rambam, the Iker essay of Ta'anos Nafshu Seichem is to a positive inui, that you have to be ma'ana yourself. That's Achila V'shtil. Say inui she'esh but ibud nefesh, the Rambam says, and that's based on a Gemara later. But from Shabbos Shabbosim, we learn out that you also have to be sheves from all inyonim of Tanugim, and Chazal said those are the other four inuyim. So that was the first year. Then the second year, we talked about Chatzi Shir, Machlekes Yechon and Rish Lakish. If Chatzi Shir is also min haTorah or not, Rav Yechon holds, so that's the halacha. Chatzi Shir is also min haTorah. Rish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is only also midrabanan. Talked about that last week. What's the nature of Chatzi Shir? And where it says Chazal Tzareufei. The reason why Chatzi Shir is also because it's roy to be mitzaref. What's that? What is that svar roy to be mitzaref? Is it a simon? Is it a siba? Rav Elchanan's chakira. What's that nature? In the Bavli, it says that the Machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish applies on Yom Kippur as much as to any other Issa. Rish Lakish holds that Chatzis Shir is Mutam and Atera, holds the way not only by Shari Surim, but on Yom Kippur as well. That if you ate less than a Kesevis, it's only also Midir Rabbanan. And the Yerushalmi says that Rish Lakish is made on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is different. That we're going to talk about tonight. Why the Yerushalmi holds that Yom Kippur is different in regard to Chatzis Shir. That's one of the things I want to touch on tonight. But more generally, the discussion that I want to have tonight, which is a major discussion in Achayim, is what's the nature of the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur? What's the nature and what are the parameters of the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur? Is it like the Isser Achila that we have by other Isurim? Or perhaps in some ways it's different. So the discussion begins with the Tshuva of the Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer in the Tshuva in Arachayim, Simin Kuf Chav Zayin, says a major chiddush. He says like this. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel, by all Isurim, not by Yom Kippur, but by all Isurim Achilo. Is a Isurim Achilo, does it require only Hano'os Goroin, the Hano'o of the Beis Ablia, when it goes down your throat? Or do you also have to have Hano'os Meov? Do you also have to have that his belly is also has a Hano'o of a Kizayas in order to be Chayev? So the most nafkamina would be, let's say he ate half a kezias, and he was chozer be'ekiyoi, and then he spit it up. He spit it up in such a way that it's not mos, and he could still eat it again. And then he ate it again. He ate the half a kezias twice. So talking about having your cake and eating it too. He ate half a kezias, and then he ate the same half a kezias over again. So the Gemara says, if all you need is hanos goren, so the hanos goren was a kezias. He had a half a kezias, then he had another half a kezias. On the other end, if you need Hanos Meov, then his belly at one time never had more than half a kezias. So he's not, then he would not be chayim. So the Gemara says it's a machlokes of Yechanan and Reish Lakish. But Yechanan holds, and that's the halacha, that all you need is Hanos Goyin. And Reish Lakish holds that you have to have Hanos Meayim. That in order to be chayim Yisur Yechil, you have to have Hanos Meayim. So therefore, according to Yechanan, if you ate half a kezias and then you ate it again, you'd be chayev, and that's the halacha. And according to Reish Lakish, you would not be chayev because it would only be it's only half a kezias. Yeah, I'll tell you a very interesting Avnei Nezer, just Agav Urcha, but it's very interesting. The Avnei Nezer wants to say that the two machlekes in Rebbe Yechon and Reish Lakish about Chatzi Shir and about Hanos Meov, they go l'shitosam. he makes the following cheshmas. We have two machlekas now between Avirchen and Rish Lakish. We have machlekas Avirchen and Rish Lakish that we talked about last week. If Chatzish is also Menatayra Medirabana. And then we have a machlekas now in Chul and Dafkuf Gimel if you need, if Hanos Goren is enough or you need Hanos Meayim. So Abdenezer says like this, a very fascinating cheshman. He says, there's a Shaila and Achrayim altogether. According to Rav Yechon, we hold Chatzish is also Menatayra. So why is it also Menatayra? Because it's Chosu Litzarufe. I eat half a gazayas, but that half a gazayas, if I'll eat another half a gazayas, so then cumulatively I'll be chayiv. So even the half a gazayas is also. So the Shaila and Achrayim talked about it last week. What about by Bal Yorah Bayimotze? Is Chatzishir is also by Bal Yorah Bayimotze? The pasuk in the Gemara is that there's no Chatzishir, there's no Isser Chatzishir by Bal Yorah Bayimotze. That's the pasuk in the Gemara, it's Hamuchos, but that's the pasuk. But it's Machlekes Achrayim. Is there Chatzishir by, is there an Isser of Chatzishir by Bal Yorah Bayimotze? What's the svar not? Why shouldn't there be a din of chatzishir by Bal Yorah Bayimotze? If I have half a gazayas of chametz, then it's a mistake. It's chazi. The chayitz chazi. It's the roof. I can have another half a gazayas. So why don't I? Why is the simple reading of the Gemara that there's no problem of chatzishir on Bal Yorah Bayimotze? So the Shagasai explains that the idea of chazi it's the roof is based on the fact that if I eat a half a gazayas now, and then I'll eat half a gazayas later, retroactively, the half a gazayas that I ate now was necessary to the full gazayas. So that's chos litzrufa, and therefore Rav Yechon holds chatzishir is also menatayra. Because the half a gazayas that I eat now is gone, but that chatzishir that I eat now, it has to be counted. In order to make a gazayas later, I need the half a gazayas that I ate now. And therefore, since it has that potential to be reckoned into the full zayas later, so it's already also now. By Bal Yorah Bayimotze, says it's not true. If I have half a gazayas of chametz now, and then later on I add to it another half a gazayas, and now I have a whole gazayas, what's mechayev me later is not that I had half a gazayas now and I had half a gazayas later. What's mechayev me later is that later I have a whole gazayas. The fact that I had it early, that I had half of it now, is leimayla veleimayrid to the chiyuv later. So that's not called chazal tzerufe. Chazal Srufi is if I eat half a gazayas of chazer, and that half a gazayas that I ate up now is later going to be necessary in order to make a full gazayas later, gazayas mechtayatil his bras. So that makes it also now. But by Yorah Bayimotze, even if I have half a gazayas now, and even if later, if I have another half a gazayas, so together I'll be over on the whole thing, but later when I add the other half a gazayas, I won't need the half a gazayas that I owned now, because I'm still going to own it later, and the later is separate. Later I'll have it. Later it'll be mistaf. So it's not usur now. Dailusor b'shaitu, when I'll have another kazayas added to it, so then I'll have a whole kazayas, then I'll be chay. That's how the Shagasari explains why Bal Yorah Bayimotze is different than Shari Sur. Says the Avnei Nezer, so now let's see. According to Rish Lakish, even by Achilo, the main thing is the Hanos Me'ayim of a kazayas. The Hanos Me'ayim of a kazayas has to be that you have a kazayas in your belly all at the same time. If I have a kazayas in my belly, half a kazayas in my belly, and then it disappears, and then I have another half a kazayas in my belly, it's not mistarf. V'haraya, that's the Gemara, but chazer b'kiyon. I ate half a kazayas, I spit it back up, I ate another half a kazayas. The Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, I'm potter. Why am I potter? I had half a kazayas in my belly, and then I had another half a kazayas in my belly. So why isn't it mistarf? The answer is because hanos mayayim, you don't have the tzirif in time. Hanos mayayim, I have to have a kazayas in my belly at once. According to Rish Lakish, to Rav Yochanan, that it's totally not hanos goroin, so if I eat half a kazayas, and then I eat it again, so then it's mistar. Then it says that Avnei Nezer, the fear of Rish Lakish, l'shitosoi, chatzishir is always going to be mutum in HaTorah. Because the whole sfora why chatzishir should be also in HaTorah is because the half a kazayas that I eat now has the potential later to be mistar. But according to Rish Lakish, it's not totally hanos goroin, it's totally hanos me'ayim. The hanos me'ayim, or at least hanos me'ayim also. So the hanos me'ayim that I have now in a half a kazayas, later on, if I have another half a kazayas in my belly, then I'll have a whole kazayas in my belly, and then it'll be chayev. And if I won't have a half, and if the half a kazayas that I have in my belly now won't be here later, then I taka won't be chayev later. So it's like Bal Yorah Bayimotze. Just like Bal Yorah Bayimotze, there's no chazul tzerufe, because it's not mitzarev over time. You have to have one kazayas all at the same time. And if you have less than a kazayas now, and then you have a different less than, and you have less than a kazayas later, If this kazayas is gone, the mashal, if the half of kazayas that I have now is gone later, there's no Bal Yorah Bayimotze. And if it's still here later, then later it's still here. And that's why I'm chayiv. It's nothing to do with I don't need to be mitzarif the half of kazayas that I have now. So the same thing by Hanos Me'ayim. the hefik azayis that I have in my belly right now is not mitzaref to the hefik azayis later. If it's gone, I throw it up, or I digest it. If it's gone, it's gone, and it's hakanat mitzaref later. And if it's still here later, then later I'm chayer for the later. I'm not chayer for the now. So therefore, koy to mish lokus, not shayach the whole idea of chazal litzerufin. Atkan the Abinezer is beautiful cheshem. Anyway, this is a tangent that just was irresistible to mention it because it's such an interesting lot. But al kaponim, that's the halacha in kol yisurim that with not tol yanos mayayim, not like Rish Lakish, it's only tol yanos goran. And if you eat a hefik azayis and you spit it up and then you eat another hefik azayis, the Gemara talks about the same hefik azayis. The emes could be even a different hefik azayis, the same nafkamino. If you ate hefik azayis, you find a less disgusting nafkamino. Unless you ate hefik azayis and you threw it up and you threw it out, and then you ate another hefik azayis. The theory of Rav Yochanan, it's mitzdarf because it's totally an hanos garn. I ate half a kazayis, and then I ate another half a kazayis. I had a hanos garn on half, and a hanos garn on the other half. So that's a kazayis. The theory is lokash, you need a hanos mayo. You have to have a kazayis in your belly at the same time. I never had a kazayis in my belly at the same time, so there's no chiv. Anyway, that's the Gemara. Says the Chasam Sofer, and this is the chiddush of the Chasam Sofer that we've been winding up towards, says the Chasam Sofer that this is only on Shari Surim. By Shari Surim, only need a hanos garn, you don't need a hanos mayo. Says Yom Kippur is different. On Yom Kippur, you're not chayav without hanos mayayim. Because since the whole shear of kikesevus on Yom Kippur is a shear of yisuvei daito, that you have some kind of satisfaction and satiation from the kikesevus, the satiation, the yisuvei daito, the yishuv hadas that you have from eating is only from the hanos mayayim. If all you have is the hanos gone, you don't have the hanos mayayim in your stomach, then there's no satiation, and therefore it's not called the kikesevus. So therefore, by Yom Kippur, says the Chasam Sofer, by Yom Kippur, hakol moedim, but you have to have anos meayim in order to be chayiv. And the same chiddush is reiterated by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel. Didn't see the Chasam Sofer. He says midaitoi, the same thing, that he thinks that on Yom Kippur, you have to have, it's not enough to have anos goren, you have to have anos meayim. You have to have anos meayim. However, Minchas Chinuch says that even though on Yom Kippur, it's totally, you need anos meayim, but he says that does not mean that you don't need hanos garen too. You need both. You have to have hanos meayim, but you also have to have hanos garen. The muscle, let's say, how could you have hanos meayim without hanos garen? If you, let's say, you wrapped it up in a casing, in a sieve, some kind of fiber or something, and you swallowed it in such a way that the food never made contact with the base ablio, within your stomach, you have a kesevis, so hanos meayim you have, but you don't have hanos garen. So the Minchas Chinuch says that's also not going to be chayav on Yom Kippur. You need to have anos garen also. His raya is from a Gemara later in Daf Pei Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this: the Gemara in Daf Pei Amud Beis says that Rove asked the kasha. The shear of Yom Kippur of Achil Yom Kippur is kikesevis bechtei achilas pras. The shear on Shari Surim is kizayis bechtei achilas pras. So Rove asked, why is the shear zman for kizayis bechtei achilas pras? And the shear zman to be mitzaref for Yom Kippur is kikrisevis bichtei achilas pras. The bigger shear should have the longer span of time in which to be mitzaref. It should be proportionate. If a kizayis is mitzaref in kidei achilas pras, which is, let's say, 9 minutes. There's different sheets how long it is, but let's say it's 9 minutes. So if the standard amount of time, the shear tzira for a kizayis is 9 minutes, so a kikrisevis, which is like double, so you should have more like 18 minutes. So, but it's not the way. The halacha is that in Kippur you need a kikesevis, so it's a bigger shear, but the zman is still kedei achilas pras. So Rabbi asked it for a kasha. He said, kizayis kedei achilas pras, and kikesevis is also kedei achilas pras. So Abaye answered, kimlu l'rabbonon, that the rabbonon were mishayer, that you don't have yisuvei daito if you eat it in longer than kedei achilas pras. The kikesevis, that's miyashuv daito, is only if you ate it in the span of kedei achilas pras. At kan the Gemara. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Tahanos meyayim, the span of time that it took you to eat it is irrelevant because it's all in your belly at the same time. When you finish eating it, it's all in your belly. So what's the difference if you ate it in 9 minutes, 18 minutes? I mean, as long as it wasn't the shear equal, 72 minutes, maybe it's gone. But as long as we're talking about it's not gone in your stomach, it's mitzdarf. You don't need a kedei achilas pras for that. So if it was only totally in anos meyayim, if the chiv on Yom Kippur was only totally in anos meyayim, then you would not need kedei achilas pras. as long as it's not digested, it could still be mistach. But that's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's not true. Abai says it's not true. Because Yishuv Hadas requires Kedei Achilas Pas. So you see that Hanos Gorn also plays a role for Yishuv Hadas. If you need a, if the Yishuv Hadas needs that you ate it in Kedei Achilas Pas, that means the Yishuv Hadas needs the Hanos Gorn too. So therefore the Mechas Chinuch says that you need to have not only the Hanos Meayim, but you have to have Hanos Gorn as well. At kan from the Minchas Chinuch, but emes, if you look closely at the Minchas Chinuch, even though the Minchas Chinuch says that you need Hanos Gorin also, but not because you need a Maisa Achila and the Maisa Achila is defined by Hanos Gorin and Kola Ter Kula. That's not his argument. His argument is Yom Kippur Takas Tol Yisuvei Daito, but Yisuvei Daito requires Hanos Meayim. That was axiomatic to the Minchas Chinuch, like the Chasam Sofer, but the Minchas Chinuch is based on Abaye. That Yisuvei Daita also needs Anos Goren, so Yisuvei Daita needs both. So I need to have Anos Goren and Anos Meayim because the two together make the Yisuvei Daita. I'm not going to be full without the Anos Meayim, but I'm not going to have the feeling of satiety without the having eaten Anos Goren b'chtei achilas pas. So therefore, I have to have Anos Goren too. But at the end of the day, it's all only to affect. It's only to affect the Yisuvei Daita. But it's not the regular gedder of achilah you have in Kol HaTorah Kulo, where the gedder of achilah, the definition of achilah, is anos goren, because we pass like a v'yechna. Okay, so to sum up so far, we have Shnei Nevi'im, Mizdamim, V'signer Echod, we have the Minchas Chinuch, and we have the Chasam Sofer, who's Mechavan to the Chasam Sofer, who say that even though in Kol HaTorah Kulo, achilah, we pass like a v'yechna, is defined by anos goren, by the hanon in your throat, of the swallowing, not by anos me'ayim, but in Yom Kippur, where the main thing in Yom Kippur is Yisuvei Daito, so there it's not totally in Hanos Goren, it's totally in Hanos Me'ayim. Minchas Chinuch adds, plus Hanos Goren too, because Yisuvei Daito also needs Hanos Goren. But nonetheless, it's primarily an idea of Yisuvei Daito. Apparently, it sounds like it's primarily an idea of Yisuvei Daito. It's not the regular Gidrei, not the regular Gidrei Yachim. Ad kan from the Chasam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch. So B'Pshuto, they're saying, that Achila Yom Kippur is not really a regular Isser Achila. It's a new gather of Yisuvei Daito. The Achila is just a Hechetimsa, how they have Yisuvei Daito. But it's not an Isser Achila like Chazer, that you're not allowed to eat Chazer, you're not allowed to eat Dam, you're not allowed to eat Chaleb. Those are Isser Achila. And Achila has its own parameters. It's defined, like Zerichon Rishalkosh, but we pass like Avyechonon, that it's defined by Hanos Goren. Yom Kippur is not an Isser to do a Mais Achila, / Hanos Goren. It's defined differently. It's to do a Maisa of Yisuvei Daita. And a Maisa of Yisuvei Daita is defined by Hanos Me'ayim primarily, with the Minchas Chinuch's addendum, that you also have to have the element of Hanos Goren just for the Yisuvei Daita. However, Rav Chaim Leizer and Rav Meir Simcha and Osa Meach, they're both chaylik on this chasam sofer, and they bring two rayas. Both of them, they're both from mechaben also to each other. Chinuch is mechaben to chasam sofer, and the Ar Samech and Chaim Leizer were mechaben to each other. They both ask a kasha on the chasam sofer, two kashas, one from a Bavli and one from a Yerushalmi, which seem to prove that even on Yom Kippur, all you need is anos goren. You don't need anos meayim. One of the two rayas, the first rayas from a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel talks about the following. We know this Machlekes Rebbe and the Chachomim, it's at the end of the parak by us. If Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Shuvah, or do you have to have Shuvah? We paskin that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with Shuvah. But the Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is Mechaper even without Shuvah. So the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel asks, according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Shuvah, so how do you ever have chorus for eating on Yom Kippur? Every time you eat on Yom Kippur, the minute you finish eating, Yom Kippur is mechaper. So how do you have a chi of chorus? If you need shuvah, so you need shuvah, so you could have chorus if you didn't do shuvah. But according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is mechaper without shuvah, so every time a person eats on Yom Kippur, so the minute he finishes eating, comes along Yom Kippur and it wipes the slate clean. So where's the chi of chorus? So there's two answers. One answer is the eight b'slei fayayim. The last second of the day he ate, so therefore there was no timing. The kapara has to come after the aver. You can't have the kapara while you're doing the aver. So there was no after the aver because Yom Kippur, by the time he finished eating, Yom Kippur was over. Or, says the Gemara, another answer, another Eitza, is that he ate on Yom Kippur and he choked to death. So Mimela, by the time he finished eating, he was dead. So Mimela, it's Yom Kippur can't be Mechaper. Because Yom Kippur can only be Mechaper and this person is alive, can't be Mechaper after he's dead. That's the Gemara. He asks Rav Chaim Eizer, and Rav Simcha also, says, so you're telling me that a person ate on Yom Kippur, he violated Yom Kippur, and then he choked and died. But if he choked on the food, that means that he never had anos me'ayim. Because by the time the food got to his stomach, he was dead. So all he had was anos gar, and again it's called that he's chayav karas for eating on Yom Kippur. So raya, that all you need is anos gar, not anos me'ayim. It's a little bit of a macabre raya, but it's pretty, it sounds like a good raya nonetheless. That's Rav Chaim Eizer's first raya. Then he has a second raya. And again, Rav Meir Simcha was mechaven to both rayas. Yes, they have another raya from the Yerushalmi. He's Yerushalmi Chumas, the beginning of the eighth parak. The Yerushalmi talks about the following. The Mishnah says at the beginning of the eighth parak that Rabbi Elazar says that if a person who's not a Kohen was found himself eating Chuma, so the halacha is he should spit it out. But Rabbi Elazar says he doesn't have to spit it out. Once he's chewing it, he could swallow it. So the Gemara over there, the Yerushalmi explains that Rabbi Elazar holds that lo'os is kibalua. The minute he started to chew it, or the minute he's, once he's chewing it, it's like it's swallowed. It's already gone. So the Mela, he already did it. He already ate the truma. In other words, we hold that it's not true. In order to be chayav for eating truma, you have to have anos goron, according to Rish Lakish, have anos me'ayim. So if you're just chewing it, don't swallow it, because that's going to be anos goron. That's going to be the achila. That's going to be the yisra achila. But Rabbi Elazar holds the chewing it is the eating it. Once you chewed it, you already ate it already. So now there's no point in spitting it out because you already did the avera. So that's Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara over there says, in goes on and says that Rabbi Elazar said the same principle not only by Truma, but he said it by a bunch of other Isurim. And among the other Isurim that the Gemara lists is Yom Kippur. That by Yom Kippur also, Rabbi Elazar holds lo'os is kibalua. That if you once you chew the food on Yom Kippur, that's it. It's called you ate on Yom Kippur. Stami means you don't have to spit it out because if I found you ate on Yom Kippur because you chewed it up. Asked Rav Chaim Eizer and Rav Meir Simcha, according to the Chasam Sofer, Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur, you need Yisuvi Daita, and Yisuvi Daita is a whole different get there. You need Anos Me'ayim for Yom Kippur. So how can the Gemara say that Rabbi Elazar holds that Yom Kippur is the same as that in Yom Kippur also Rabbi Elazar holds Losus Kibbalua? I understand that Abelez is chaluk on the other on the chachamim legabi. What's called achila? Is it anos goron or is it chewing? But Yom Kippur should be different. Yom Kippur doesn't have regular gedrei achila. It's not totally an anos goron. It's totally in anos me'ayim. So according to Abelez, it shouldn't be totally in chewing. It should be totally also in anos me'ayim. So lechari see from here that the Chasam Sofer is wrong. That Yom Kippur is no different than all other isurim, and whatever the gedrei achila is by other isurim, it's the same gedrei achila by Yom Kippur. And if Rabbi Elazar holds that chewing is called achila by Yom Kippur, by other Isurim, then it's called achila by Yom Kippur as well. So Mikayach, these two rayas, Rav Chaim Eizer and Rav Meir Simcha, are chayla kandah samech, and they say Yom Kippur also is totally, and I know it's me'ayim, and I know it's garn rather, it's no different than other achila, and the other is achila, it's totally, and I know it's garn, it's not totally, and I know it's me'ayim. I need you to be daita, and it's time to learn, that's only the shear, how much you have to eat, kiseves, but it's a nice achila, and it does not need to have anos me'ayim. If Chaim Eizer is talking la halacha, the shayla of Chaim Eizer was asked, was if you're allowed to have a person, if you're allowed to feed a person in Yom Kippur with the stomach tube. So the shayla being that it's anos me'ayim without anos gone. So maybe it's also because it's he has anos me'ayim. Yom Kippur, the Chasam Sofer says Yom Kippur is totally an anos me'ayim. Right, lefi mechaschinich, you need anos gone too. So it's not enough anos me'ayim, you need anos gone on top of it. But if Chaim Eizer says even without that, he says the Chasam Sofer is wrong. Yom Kippur is no different than any other achila. You need that. It's totally an anos goren. It's not totally an anos me'ayim. And therefore, there's no problem with the feeding tube. Yeah, so these are two bam kashas from the Chasam Sofer, from the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So what's the Chasam Sofer going to do with these rice? Chasam Sofer was something new about this Bavli and this Yerushalmi. So what's he going to do with it? So the answer is the Chasam Sofer himself addresses it. The Chasam Sofer himself, not in the tshuva that I quoted at the beginning, but in the Chidushi Chasam Sofer in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel. The Chasam Sofer shiurim that he said in Yeshiva, There also he says the same word that Yom Kippur is totally ananas mehaim. It's not totally ananas gone. It's different than other isuri achila. And he asked the two kashas himself. He says, what about the Gemara in Shavuos that the guy choked and died on Yom Kippur? If he choked and died, where was ananas mehaim? So that he says that that when the Gemara says he choked and died, it doesn't mean that he choked on the food in his throat. He choked on the food when it was already in the mehaim. I don't know, somehow he choked like further down when it's already called ananas mehaim. Like, I don't know, got stuck in his esophagus or something and he died. I don't know how you could choke like that. But at least he's aware of the Gemara. He was aware of the Gemara and he said, it means that he died is the second that it when it was in his belly. So he's still violating that there because it's in his belly. But what about the Yerushalmi? Okay, that I have nothing to say to that. I mean, okay, Shaila had to read the Gemara. Poshut Shatim was he choked and died. Chasam Sefer says, no, it doesn't mean Mamish choked. It means that he dropped dead when the food hit his stomach. Okay, so, but what about the Yerushalmi? That's the more interesting question. The Yerushalmi says that the Rebbe Lezer holds that chewing is like swallowing. He holds that way by Yom Kippur also. So that's a very different, that's a pella. But what happened to Anos? But Yom Kippur should be different. Yom Kippur, you need Anos Meyav, you need Yisuri Daita. Says the Chasam Sefer, that's true, but we don't pass like Rebbe Lezer. We don't pass until Losus Kibbalua. So it's not a problem. End of story. Mamash is just one line. So it's a Pelel Chasam Sefer. Nobody suggested that we do pass in Rebbe Lezer. Rav Chaim Leizer wasn't suggesting that we pass in like Rebbe Lezer. Rav Chaim Leizer was just saying, but what do you see from the Yerushalmi? You see from the Yerushalmi that Rebbe Lezer, who holds that in Kol HaTorah Kula, chewing is a Maisa Achila, he holds away by Yom Kippur too. But according to the Chasam Sefer, Yom Kippur ought to be different. Because just like according to Rav Yochanan, Achila and Kol HaTorah Kula is totally in a nose garen on your throat, on the swallowing. But Yom Kippur is different because you need Yisuri Daita, therefore it's totally in a nose mayayim. So the same thing should be true for Rebbe Lezer. Achil and Kol HaTorah Kula and Truma and for all other Yisurim is totally in chewing, not in swallowing. Okay, chewing, swallowing. But if Yom Kippur is different for Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not totally in swallowing, it's totally in Anos Meyov, then it should be different for Rebbe Lezer too. It shouldn't be totally in chewing, it should be totally in Anos Meyov. So what's the difference if we pass like Rebbe Lezer, what's called an Achila? Loyal Zeinu Donim, we're not discussing what's called an Achila. We're talking about is Yom Kippur different and is Yom Kippur totally in Gidrei Achila? And if the Chasam Sefer maintains that Yom Kippur is not totally in the regular Gidrei Achila, then it should be, then according to Rebbe Lezer, it also shouldn't be totally in the regular Gidrei Achila. So what did the Chasam Sefer gain? So let's just sum up. I want to say a teretz for the Chasam Sefer. I think it's an emes teretz, but let's just sum up to what we have. So Dover Rishon, we have a Machlekes Achronim, what's the Gedder of Achila and Yom Kippur? The Chasam Sefer and the Menachas Chinuch, they want to say that Yom Kippur does not have the regular Gidrei Achila. The regular Gidrei Achila, the regular definition of Achila in Kol HaTorah Kula is Anos Gorn, the swallowing. Not like we reject Rish Lakish that you need Anos Meayim. In Kol HaTorah Kula, you don't need Anos Meayim, all you need is Anos Gorn. The Chasam Sefer and the Menachas Chinuch, they posit that Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur, you need Anos Meayim, Poshim Shah, because you need Yisu, and they explain because you need Yisu V'daito. So Poshim Shah means it doesn't have regular Gidrei Achila. It's different. It's not an Isra Achila. It's an Isra of Yisuvei Daito. So it's totally Anos Meyav. Maybe Anos Goren too, but at least you have to have. You can't dispense with Anos Meyayim. That's on the one end. And on the other end, Rav Chaim Leizer and Rav Meir Simcha hold that Yom Kippur is no different than other Isra Achila. It's a regular Isra Achila. It just happens to have a bigger shear of Kikei Seves, but fundamentally it's an Isra Achila. It's a Machlokes Achronim. So they have two riots. They have a riot from the Gemara about the fellow who choked and died in Yom Kippur, that he's high of chorus and Yom Kippur is not mechaper, because by the time he finished eating, he was dead. So that's Anos Goren. Chasam Sefer says, no, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. He didn't mamash choke and die. He died when the food was in his stomach. Okay, so that's an achlokes, is how to read the Gemara. But then they have this other riot, Rav Chaim Leizer and Rav Meir Simcha, this other riot from Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that Rebbe Lezer holds that los is kibalua, that once you chew something, it's like you swallowed it. And the Yerushalmi says that it's true not only by Truma, which is what Rebbe Lezer was talking about, but it's true by Shari Surim, and it's true by Yom Kippur. So why is it true on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur doesn't have Gidrei Achila. According to the Chasam Sefer, Yom Kippur, you need Anos Meayim. It's totally Anos Meayim. Anos Meayim, where do you don't have? So Chasam Sofer's response to that, the Feirish in the Chidushim, is that we don't pass like Rebbe Elazar. And that sounds like not a response at all. Nobody's, who cares that we don't pass like Rebbe Elazar? But you see from the Yerushalmi that whatever the Gidrei Achila are, Yom Kippur is the same as everything else. Yom Kippur is the same as other Gidrei Achila. So I think the Shad and the Chasam Sofer is as follows. With preface two things. Preface number one. He said, I feel like in Yerushalmi, when Yerushalmi says that Rebbe Elazar holds that Los is Kabbalah, that swallowing is like that Los is Kabbalah, that chewing is like, once you chew it, it's eaten up. So when the Gemara lists all the cases, all the areas where Rebbe Elazar holds the way, not only by Truma, but by Kol HaTerekula, so it lists Yom Kippur, as we've been talking. And it also says that Rebbe Elazar holds the way by Shabbos. So what does it mean, Shabbos? Shabbos. Shabbos is not Isra Achilo. So the Mefarshim explain, the Gemara means, if a person had food in his mouth, and he went out from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid, so normally the halacha is, that's a Gemara, that when you swallow, that's the hanocha. So when you swallow, you're chayef for being Mechal Shabbos, but the Gemara is about Kimmel Rabbinay, if it was food that you're chayef misa for. But when you swallow, that's the hanocha. So the Gemara is saying that Rebbe Elazar holds that Los is Kabbalua, that according to Rebbe Elazar, as soon as you chew it up, you have a hanocha. You don't have to wait for you to swallow it. The minute he chews the food, it's called Los is Kabbalua, and the hanocha is done, and he's chayef for carrying on Shabbos. Now that needs a hesber. What does hanocha and Shabbos have to do with the definition of achila? The Moshul, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue about Anoz Meov. Would they argue about Shabbos? If a person was carrying on Shabbos food in his mouth and then he swallowed, Rabbi Yochanan says the Hanochas with Anoz Goren, and Reish Lakish would say the Hanochas with Anoz Meayim. Hanocha has nothing to do with Gidre Achilo, when you're violent, when it's called the Achilo, when you have the Hanoh that defines Achilo. Hanocha is talking about when is the Munuch, when did it come to a rest? If it comes to rest, when it goes down into your stomach, when it goes down your throat. So it comes to, it's nothing to do with Gidre Achilo. So what does Yerushalmi mean when it says that according to Rebbe Elazar that Los is Kabbalua, so on Shabbos also Los is Kabbalua? So the sum of Pshat is Akochach, that Rebbe Elazar's Yisoid that Los is Kabbalua does not mean, the idea behind it is not that just like, for example, we have Machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish, what's called Achilo? Is it Hanoz Goren or Hanoz Me'ayim? So Rebbe Elazar has a third definition of achila, not anos gorn and not anos miayim, but li'iso. Li'iso, that's defined, the achila is defined by the chewing. That's not the pshat. Because if that was true, it would have no relevance to Hilchos Shabbos. Rather, the pshat is, Rebbe Elazar is coming from a different place altogether. Rebbe Elazar says that as soon as the food is chewed up, it's part of your body. And it's gone. That's really the lashon of Yerushalmi. Lo'os is kibbalua. It's like it's swallowed up. Once the food is chewed up, it's not food anymore. Now it's just stuff in your body. It's part of your body. If it's part of your body, then it came to a then and the food is gone. If the food is gone, then it's munach on Shabbos. It's like it was absorbed into your body, like alcohol. It gets absorbed right away. According to Belezer, the minute you chew the food, as far as the halacha is concerned, that chewed up food in your mouth now is just part of your body. It doesn't have an existence outside of your body, and therefore it's a hanoch on Shabbos. And therefore, you're chayev also for achila, because achila can't continue once the food is gone. In other words, Rebbe Elazar is not the result is to define achila, but Rebbe Elazar's primary idea, his primary argument at that Lo'os Kibbalua is not, I have a new definition for achila. Rebbe Elazar's primary idea is that once the food is chewed up, it's gone. It's like balua in your body. So number one, so that's for Shabbos, it's hanocha. And number two, if the food is gone once it's chewed up, then that's al-kochach, the terminus of the achila. Because the achila can't continue once the food is gone. Once the food has been absorbed into your body and it's not here anymore, so that al-kochach, if every food disappears with the le'iso, then al-kochach, that's the terminus of the ma'is achila. So it brings the whole machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish to, it makes it moot. You're arguing about where Anos Goren, Anos Meayim. By the time you reach the Anos Goren, the Anos Meayim, there's no food anymore because the food just became part of your body. So Al-Kochach, the Ma'is Achila, has to finish with the Le'iso. But Rebbe Elazar's primary rationale is not because he has a different definition of Achila. His primary rationale is because he holds, like the words imply, the simple meaning of the words, that Los is Kabbalua, once the food is chewed up, so that's it. It's now it's bodily fluid. So mail, it's gone. If it's gone, so the achila must be done. The achila is over. The achila is certainly over when the food has been converted into stuff, into body stuff. So that's hakdama number one. Just a different havon and Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar is not coming primarily to giving a different definition of the ma'isa achila, although that's an outcome. Rav Elazar is primarily saying that once you chew the food is gone. That's hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that I think the Chasam Sofer, when the Chasam Sofer said that in Yom Kippur, you need hanos me'ayim because you need yisuri daito. The pshat is not the way other later achayim wanted to understand the Chasam Sofer, apparently. A lot of people understood the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer was saying that Yom Kippur is not, the Isra Achil Yom Kippur is not, doesn't have Gidri Achil at all. That's the way I presented it to Amos in the beginning. That the Chasam Sofer held that Yom Kippur doesn't have Gidri Achil at all. Yom Kippur has different Gdorim, it's not an Isra Achil, it's an Isra of Yisubi Daito. But you have to have a feeling of satisfaction. I think that's not right. The Chasam Sofer was never suggesting that Yom Kippur does not have Gidri Achila. The Chasam Sofer agrees that Yom Kippur, the Isra Achila in Yom Kippur is an Isra Achila, like in Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Chasam Sofer was just saying that when it comes to Yom Kippur, Rav Yochanan is moided to Reish Lakish, that Achila includes Hanos Me'ayim. Now it's just like Lamashal Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds in Kol HaTorah Kulo, you need Hanos Me'ayim. Chaylev, Dam, Chazer, whatever it is. Reish Lakish holds in Kol HaTorah Kulo, you need Hanos Me'ayim for Achila. That's not the pshat, because Reish Lakish thinks that Chaylev and Dam don't have Gidrei Achila. Why do they have Gidrei Achila? Just Reish Lakish has a different definition of Achila. Reish Lakish's definition of Achila includes Hanos Me'ayim. So I think the Chasam Sofer is saying that on Yom Kippur, Hakol Moedim, that the definition of Achila is a Reish Lakish definition of Achila that includes Hanos Me'ayim. But it's still Gidrei Achila. It's not something Yom Kippur. It's not like Rechitza on Yom Kippur where, you know, this is not the Meister Rechitza probably, but the issue is the lack of Inui. It's not, the Pshat in the Chasam Sofer is not, as others did understand, that the Chasam Sofer was maintaining that Yom Kippur does not have Gidrei Achila. It's a different Isser. Don't have the Yisuvei Daita. Lo nachon. Yom Kippur has Gidrei Achila like everything else. The Chasam Sofer is just saying that on Yom Kippur, everybody agrees to Rav Yochanan concedes to Reish Lakish that the definition of Achila has to include Anos Me'ayim, because it's an Achila. The idea of Achila in Yom Kippur has to be more expansive, because it's just like the Shir is Kikei Seves, Kishir Anos Me'ayim. So the Achila itself also has to continue and include the phase of Anos Me'ayim where the Yisuvei Daita happens. But it's all part of the Gidrei Achila. If we put those two prefaces together, so now I understand what the Chasam Sofer is saying when he said, Yisham is not a kasha to me because we don't pass him like Rebbe Elazar. And before I ask, who cares if we don't pass him like Rebbe Elazar? But may Rebbe Elazar nishma l'didan, just like you see in Rebbe Elazar, that Yom Kippur is the same as everything else, that whatever the Geder Achila is for Kol HaTorah Kulo, Yom Kippur has the same Geder. And if Loos is the Geder Achila for Kol HaTorah Kulo, so Loos should be the Geder Achila for Yom Kippur. So for us too, if in Kol HaTorah Kulo all you need is an Osgar, and so Yom Kippur, all you should need is an Osgar. So what did the Chasam Sofer answer? We don't pass like a Belozer. Nobody was ever suggesting that we do. The answer is, if you put these two Hakdomas together, is the Pshat is like this. Rabbi Elazar held that Loos is Kabulu, and not because he had a different definition of Achila. The definition of Achila, Rabbi Elazar is not saying Deus about the definition of Achila. Rabbi Elazar is saying a physical fact, at least what he thinks is a physical fact. That once the food is stood up, it's absorbed into your body, Ki'ilu, and it's Balua, and it's not here anymore. So the Meila, the Ma'aseh Achila is over, because that's it. The curtain came down. The food is gone. That's the end of the Ma'aseh Achila, folks. That's why he holds the Loos Kibbalua. Because he doesn't start with saying, I have a different definition of a Ma'aseh Achila. He starts by saying, Loos is Kibbalua. If Loos is Kibbalua, then the food is gone. If the food is gone, then Al-Kochuk, the Ma'aseh Achila is over. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar holds the Yom Kippur is the same thing. Ayin Kippur, as Hanos Me'ayim, you need Yisuri Daito. So what do you want from that? You want to say that the definition of Achila and Yom Kippur is like Reish Lakish. The definition of Achila Yom Kippur includes the Hanos Me'ayim. But if it's part, but since it's at the end of the day, it's definitions of Achila, even Reish Lakish is a definition of the Ma'aseh Achila, the Ma'aseh Achila can't continue when the food is gone. So Rabbi Elazar says, it sounds very nice. You need Hanos Me'ayim, you need Yisuri Daita. Well, what can I tell you? Loos is Kibbalua. Once you chew the food, it's gone. Even in Hilchas Shabbos, the food is gone. Even as far as Haitzah and Shabbos is concerned, they say, what are you carrying? The food is gone. It's disappeared. It's absorbed into your body. So if the food is gone, so Nakochach, that's the end of the Ma'aseh Achila. And if the food is gone, it's the end of the Ma'aseh Achila in Yom Kippur. Meila Bishlama, if we would have interpreted the Chasam Sofer, that you need Hanos Me'ayim, because Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Achilu. It's just you have to have some feeling in your belly, and that's what's Mechayiv you on Yom Kippur. So that I wouldn't care if in Lomdus the food is gone. What's Mechayiv me on Yom Kippur is that when this not food, bodily fluid, hits my stomach and I have Yisuvi Daita, then that's the Hanos Me'ayim, that's the Yisuvi Daita. It had nothing to do with Gidrei Achilu. But since we're saying, no, that's not the Pshat in the Chasam Sofer never meant to say that Yom Kippur doesn't have Gidrei Achilu. Yom Kippur has Gidrei Achilu. And if it has Gidrei Achilu, then you can't have Achilu without food. If the food is gone, it's not. There's no Ma'is Achilu anymore. So Rabbi Leza says, Lo Sus Kibbalua. Rabbi Leza says, once the food is shoot up, it's gone. It's gone for Shabbos. It's gone for everything. If it's gone for everything, then the Ma'is Achilu is over. Then it's over for Yom Kippur too. That's why Rabbi Leza has to say Yom Kippur is the same as everything else. Says the Chasam Sofer, we don't pass like Rabbi Leza. We don't think the food is gone. The food is here as long as it's here. So we still have a question. Our question is just the question that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish discussed. Where is the Ma'is Achila? What Hanoah is included in the Ma'is Achila? Because the Ma'is Achila is defined by some Hanoah or other. So what Hanoah defines the Ma'is Achila? So the Chasam Sofer says, I think that Rish Lakish holds it so as totally in Hanoah's Me'ayim. So I think Yom Kippur, everybody agrees to Rish Lakish that it should be totally in Hanoah's Me'ayim. After all, the Shear is totally in Suvi Daipa. So so that sounds like Rish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan agrees to Rish Lakish that the Ma'is Achila in Yom Kippur continues till the Yisuvi Daita, till the Hanos Me'ayim. I'll just tell you one more word and then we'll stop. So bottom line is we have this big machlekes achreinim. G'day le'elam, Chasam Sofer on the one hand, who says that Yom Kippur is totally Yisuvi Daita, and Chasam Sofer, the Mechas Chinuch, totally Hanos Me'ayim, and we have Chaim Eiser and Rav Meir Simcha, who say, no, it has regular Gidrei Achilu, totally Hanoah's Gan. So we've been explaining on behalf of the Chasam Sofer. So the Pashup Pshat, the way the world understands the Machlekes, is that it's a Machlekes if the Isra Achilu and Yom Kippur has regular Gidrei Achilu, or if it's just an Isra of Yisuvei Daita, nothing to do with regular Gidrei Achilu. So I'm suggesting that that's not the Pshat in the Chasam Sofer. That was the import of the Shir tonight. That's not the Pshat in the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer never meant to say the Yom Kippur doesn't have Gidrei Achilu. And it has Gidrei Achilu. The Chasam Sofer was just saying that the Gidrei Achilu and Yom Kippur are Rish Lakishtik and they're not Rav Yochanan. That's the basic idea of the Shir. But there is a svara out there that maybe Yom Kippur Taka does not have Gidrei Achilu. And the emphasis is there is one place where you do seem to see this notion that Yom Kippur maybe is different and it's not regular Gidrei Achilu at all, but it's only an Isra of Yisuvei Daita. Not from the Chasam Sofer. I think that's not what the Chasam Sofer is saying. But from a different Yerushalmi. And from the Yerushalmi that we mentioned last week. Because the Yerushalmi said last week, the Yerushalmi is in Perek Vav of Trumas. The Yerushalmi says that Rish Lakish, although in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rish Lakish holds Chatzis Shear is Mutter Min HaTorah. Not like Rav Yochanan. And the Gemara explains because Lav Achilu, less than a Kazayis, not an Achilu. But on Yom Kippur, Rish Lakish is Meider, by Yom Kippur and by Yisuri HaNoah, Rish Lakish is Meider, that Chatzis Shear is also Min HaTorah. That's Yerushalmi. And the Goyin explains Pshat in the Yerushalmi because even when you eat less than a shear, but a little bit of Isuri Hanoah, let's say, but a little bit of Hanoah you have. And even if you eat less than a Kesevis and Yom Kippur, but a little bit of Yisuri Daita you have. So Neil Chatzis Shear is also Menatei. Yeah. What's the Pshat? But it's less than a shear. It's Lav Achilu. The Gemara says that less than a shear is Lav Achilu. That's the reason why Rish Lakish holds Chatzis Shear is Mutter Min HaTorah. So the Chayru, it says in this Yerushalmi, it's the way the Goyin is explaining the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi holds that Yom Kippur Taka does not have Gidrei Achilu. You have to know how it stems with the other Yerushalmi about Lo Kibbalua, any of that. But our component, the Chayru, Poshim Shat in this Yerushalmi, we feed the Goyin anyway, is that the Yerushalmi holds that Yom Kippur, just like your Hanoah, Yisra Hanoah, it's not an Yisra Achilu, it's an Yisra Hanoah. So less than the Kazai, it's not an Achilu. But it's not a Hanoah. So therefore, Chatzis Shear is also in Yisuri Hanoah. Likewise in Yom Kippur, less than a Kazai, it's not an Achilo. But a Yisuri Daitik Tzas it is. So Mele Chatzis Shear is also in Yom Kippur. If that's true, then in the Yerushalmi Tak it says, in that Yerushalmi it says, that this is that Yom Kippur is not an Isur Achilo, it's a different Isur, it's an Isur of Yisuri Daita. And therefore, in Chatzis Shear, it's going to be different. Chatzis Shear and Kol HaTorah Kula, Rish Lakish, Olz, and Mutter, because Lav Achilu. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, Chatzishir is awesome. The Bavli Lamais is Chilek, though. The Bavli at the beginning of the parak says clearly that Machlekes of Yochanan and Ish Lakish is not only on Shari Surim, but it's on Yom Kippur too. The first Gemara that we had about the Mishnah says Yom Kippur is Osir in Chamisha Dvarim, and the Gemara says, why is it Osir? It's the Chayiv. It's not Osir, it's Chayiv. So Gemara answers, Lenitzuchel Chatzishir, and the Gemara says, Anichler of Yochanan, but what about according to Ish Lakish? Gemara says, well, it's also Midrabbanon. Fairish in the Gemara that the Machlekes of Yochanan and Ish Lakish is by Yom Kippur as much as by anything else. So it could be that it's a machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi. I'm not the first person to say this. That it's a machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi holds that Yom Kippur is not an Isra Achila. It's an Isra of Yisuvi Daita. And therefore, even less than a Shir, even a Chatzi Shir, is still called Yisuvi Daita. I don't care that it's Lav Achilu, because we're not looking for Achila. And the Bavli holds that Yom Kippur is an Isra Achila. It has a Shir of Yisuvi Daita, and maybe it's a Rish Lokish Dik Achila, like we're saying in the Chasam Sefer, that could all be. But nonetheless, it's Gidri Achila, and Pochas Mikashir, Lav Achilu. If that's true, that it's a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, if what's the getter of the Isra Achila, so we could say a Dova Nechmat. How many Inuyim are there on Yom Kippur? So we all know there's 5 Inuyim, right? I know my kids, when they came home from school, when they were little children in school, they said there's 5 Inuyim, Achila, Shtir, Rechitza, Sicha, and Hilas Asandl. Then I grew up, because they didn't teach them Tashmish Shemitah, so they taught them Achila and Shtir too. Then you grew up, and you stand, it's really been balderized. And really, this 5 inuyim, Achil and Shti is one, because the count them is one. Chitza, Sichon, and anyway, with kids, this 5 inuyim. And that's a Gemara. The Gemara later on, Daf, Ayin, Vavam, and Aleph, says this Chamish inuyim, says the Gemara, Hani Chamish inuyim, can I get me? And the Gemara says, it says 5 times Ve'inisim in Torah. Ve'inisim or Ta'anu, it says 5 times in Torah. Correct, the Gemara, it's not 5, it's 6 Achila, Shtiya, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas Asandl, and Tashmish Amita. That's 6. So the Gemara answers, Shtiya b'chal achila. Because in Kol, in the Gemara brings Psukim, then in general, when the Torah says, don't eat something, it means don't drink it either. So Shtiya b'chal achila, so achila v'shtiya is 1. Taisus points out that the Emes is in Torah, it says 6 times v'nisa. It says the word Lashon of Inui, because it also says the Chi of Chorus, Chol Nefesh, Shloi Tu'una. So Taisus says, we're not counting the Einish, we're only counting 5. Because without the Einish, it says 5 times the Tzivli. The Yerushalmi says that there's 6 inuyim, connected the 6 times that it says inuy in the Torah. In other words, the Yerushalmi counts the inuy of the chorus as 6, as the 6th, and the Yerushalmi counts achil and shtir as separate. Achil and shtir, 6 inuyim. So I thought, if in fact the Bavli and Yerushalmi argue about the Gedra achil and kippur, if it's Gidri achil or if it's just an Isra of Yisuvi Daito, so it's very geshmak to l'shitosum. The Bavli holds the Shitosoi that the Yisra Achila and Yom Kippur is fundamentally an Yisra Achila like other Yisra Achila and Kolat Arkulu. It has a different Shir, Kiseves, because you need a Shir Yisra Daito. And maybe even the Chasam Sefer is right that it's a Reish Lokish Dika Achila, but it's an Yisra Achila. In other words, maybe that's Gidri Achila like Reish Lokish. But it's an Yisra Achila. And an Achila, an Yisra Achila and Kolat Arkulu, Shtiya B'chal Achila. When personally, Seichel Chalev, Himchas Achalev Agome, it's still, if you drink down the Chalev, hat, make a hat Chalev drink. So you still chayef because shtiyah b'chal achilu. In kol haTorah kol and all Yisroim shebetorah shtiyah b'chal achilu. So achilu and shtiyah is one. But the Yerushalmi l'shitasoi holds that it's not an isra achilu. It's an isra of Yisuvei Daito. And the Yisuvei Daito of achilu is different than the Yisuvei Daito of shtiyah. First of all, I mean, we know mitzias. Being thirsty is not the same thing as being hungry. Moreover, they even have different gedarim. The Gemara says that by achilu, the same shir is this for oig melech haboshen and for tam tham. The same shear of Kiseves. Because the Gemara says that's the Metzias, that a Kiseves has Yisuvi, is Miyashiv Daito, both for Oig Melech HaBoshen and for the tiniest person. It's the same shear Yisuvi Daito. But by Shtiyo, it's not the way. The shear is Meloy Lugmav, depending on the size of the person. Whatever his Melugmav is, that's the size, that's the Shtiyo, and then that's the Metzias. Shtiyo is Miyashiv Daito, depending on your size, and Achil is the same shear Yisuvi Daito for everybody. So you see, even that works differently. It's a different even mechanism of Yisuvei Daito. So the Fili Rishalmi, L'shitosoi, that the Yisra Achilu and Kippur is not regular Gidri Achilu. It's an Yisra of Yisuvei Daito. And the Yisuvei Daito of Achilu is different than the Yisuvei Daito of Shtiyah. They don't even work the same. And we know it. Hunger and thirst are two different things. So maybe Rishalmi holds Achilu and Shtiyah, two different Inuyim. So they said the Rishalmi counts 6 Inuyim, because it counts Achilu and Shtiyah separately, because it's a different Yisuvei Daito. But the Babli, L'shitosoi, holds no, it's fundamentally an Yisra Achilu. And in Yisuri Achila, Achila and Shtiyah, the same thing. We don't have a separate Yisuri. Achila is Chaylev and Shtiyah is Chaylev. Shtiyah b'chal Achila and Yom Kippur is no different. Okay, there's more to talk about on the topic, but this is the Rosh Hashanah. Everybody should be well.
All right, show me if you recorded it. Please email it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.